सुदानन्दना ब्रज जन रञ्जना यशोदानन्दना ब्रज जन रञ्जना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जयो राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 31, entitled as Narada Instructs the Prachetas, Text number 10. Kim janma bhist त्रिभिर्वेह शौक्र सावित्र याज्ञिके कर्म भीर्वात्रयी प्रोक्ते पुंसोपि विबुधायुषा किं जन्म त्रिभिर्वेह शौक्र सावित्र याज्ञिके कर्म भीर्वात्रयी प्रोक्ते पुंसोपि विबुधायुषा किं जन्मभिस्त्रिभिर्वेह शौक्र सावित्र याज्ञिके कर्म भीर्वात्रयी प्रोक्ते पुंसोपि विबुधायुषा किं जन्मभिस्त्रिभिर्वेह शौक्र सावित्र याज्ञिके कर्म भीर्वात्रयी प्रोक्ते पुंसोपि विबुधायुषा यू वांट टू चैंट ओके सो ट्रांसलेशन प्रपोर्ट बाय प्रभुपाद A civilized human being has three kinds of birth. The first birth is by a pure father and mother, and this birth is called birth by semen. The next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and this birth is called Savitra. The third birth, called Yagyika, takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite the opportunities for attaining such births, even if one gets the lifespan of a demigod, if one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Lord. Purport. The word Shokra Janma means taking birth by seminal discharge. Animals can take their birth in this way too. However, a human being can be reformed from the Shokra Janma as recommended in the Vedic civilization. Before the birth takes place, or before father and mother unite, there is a ceremony called Garbhadhan Samskar, which must be adopted. This Garbhadhan Samskar is especially recommended for higher caste, especially the Brahman caste. It is said in the Shastras that if the Garbhadhan Samskar is not practiced among the higher caste, the entire family becomes Shudra. It is also stated that in this age of Kali, everyone is Shudra due to the absence of Garbhadhan Samskar. This is the Vedic system. According to the Pancharatrika system, however, even though everyone is a Shudra due to the absence of Garbhadhan Samskar, if a person has but a little tendency to become Krishna conscious, he should be given the chance to elevate himself to the transcendental platform of devotional service. Our Krishna consciousness movement adopts this Pancharatrika Vidhi as advised by Srila Sanatana Goswami, who says, Yatha kanchanatam vayati kamsyam rasavidhanatah tatha diksha vidhanena dvijatvam jayate nanam. Sanatana Goswami writing, As bale metal, when mixed with mercury, is transformed to gold, a person, even though not golden pure, कैन बी ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड इनटू अ ब्राह्मणा और द्विजा सिंपली बाय द इनिशिएशन प्रोसेस. हरि भक्ति विलास. दस इफ वन इज इनिशिएटेड बाय अ प्रॉपर पर्सन ही कैन बी एक्सेप्टेड एज ट्वाइस बॉर्न इमीजिएटली. इन आवर कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट वी देयरफॉर ऑफर द स्टूडेंट हिज फर्स्ट इनिशिएशन एंड अलाउ हिम टू चैंट द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र. बाय चैंटिंग द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र रेग्युलरली एंड फॉलोइंग द रेगुलेटरी प्रिंसिपल्स वन बिकम्स क्वालिफाइड टू बी इनिशिएटेड एज अ ब्राह्मण. बिकॉज अनलेस वन इज अ क्वालिफाइड ब्राह्मणा ही कैनॉट बी अलाउड टू वर्शिप लॉर्ड विष्णु. दिस इज कॉल्ड याज्ञिक जन्म. इन आवर कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस सोसाइटी अनलेस वन इज ट्वाइस इनिशिएटेड फर्स्ट बाय चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण एंड सेकेंड बाय गायत्री मंत्र ही इज नॉट अलाउड टू एंटर द किचन और डेटी रूम टू एग्जीक्यूट ड्यूटीज. हाउएवर वेन वन इज इलेवेटेड टू द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑन विच ही कैन वर्शिप द डेटी हिज प्रीवियस बर्थ डज नॉट मैटर. चंडालोपि द्विजश्रेष्ठो हरिभक्तिपरायणः हरिभक्तिविहीनाश्च द्विजोपि स्वपचोधम. इवन इफ वन इज बॉर्न इन द फैमिली ऑफ चंडाल इफ वन एंगेजेस इन द डिवोशनल सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड ही बिकम्स द बेस्ट ऑफ ब्राह्मणास. बट इवन अ ब्राह्मणा हु इज डिवॉइड ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस is on the level of the lowest dog eater. If a person is advanced in devotional service, it does not matter whether he was born in a chandala family, he becomes purified. As Sri Prahlad Maharaj said, viprad vishad guna yutat aravind viprad vishad guna yutat aravind nabha pada aravind vimukat shvapacham varishtam. Even if one is a brahmana and is qualified with all the brahminical qualifications, he is considered degraded if he is averse to worshipping the supreme personality of Godhead. But if a person is attached to the service of the Lord, he becomes glorified even if he is born in a chandala family. Indeed, such a chandal can deliver not only himself, but all his family predecessors. Without devotional service, even a proud brahmana cannot deliver himself, and what to speak of his family. In many instances in the shastras, it is seen that even a brahmana has become a kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, malecha, or non-brahmana. And there are many instances of once being born a kshatriya or vaishya, or even lower, and in 18th year attaining elevation to the brahminical platform by the process of initiation. Therefore Narada Muni says, yasya yal lakshanam proktam pumso varna bhiyan yanjakam yad anyatrapi drishyet tat teneva vinirdishet. It is not a fact that because one is born in a brahmana family, he is automatically a brahmana. He has a better chance to become a brahmana. But unless he meets all the brahminical qualifications, he cannot be accepted as such. On the other hand, if the brahminical qualifications are found in the person of a shudra, he should immediately be accepted as a brahmana. To substantiate this, there are many quotations from Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Bharadvaj, Samhita, and the Pancharatra, as well as many other scriptures. As far as the duration of life of the demigods concerning Lord Brahma, now Prabhupada is saying about Pumsopi Vibhudhayusha. Even if one has a lifespan of a demigod, it is of no use if it does not worship the Supreme Lord. So as far as the duration of life of the demigods concerning Lord Brahma, it is said, Sahasra yuga paryantam ahar yad brahmano vidu Ratrim yuga sahasrantam te ahura travido jana. द ड्यूरेशन ऑफ वन डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा इज 1000 टाइम्स ग्रेटर दैन द फोर युगास एग्रीगेटिंग 4,320,000 ईयर्स. सिमिलरली ब्रह्माज वन नाइट, ब्रह्माजी लिव्स फॉर 100 ईयर्स ऑफ सच डेज एंड नाइट्स. द वर्ड विबुधायुषा इंडिकेट्स दैट इवन इफ वन गेट्स अ लॉन्ग लाइफ स्पैन, हिज लाइफ स्पैन इज यूजलेस इफ ही इज नॉट अ डिवोटी. अ लिविंग एंटिटी इज द इटर्नल सर्विटर ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एंड अनलेस ही कम्स टू द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस हिज लाइफ स्पैन, गुड बर्थ, ग्लोरियस एक्टिविटीज एंड एवरीथिंग एल्स आर नल एंड वॉइड. सो लाइक दिस वेरी ब्यूटिफुल. वी हैव टूडे वी हैव वन मोर वर्स, सो विल टेक दैट. Just we'll read the translation. So in that verse, it's mentioned that Shrutena tapasava kim vachobis chitta vritti bhi buddhyava kim nipunaya bale nendriya radhasa. So it is mentioned that without devotional service, what is the meaning of severe austerities, the process of hearing, the power of speech, the power of mental speculation, the elevated intelligence, strength, and the power of the senses? Without devotional service. Om agyanti mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavam cha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam साद्वैतं सावदूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितां च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा. सो दिस इज वेरी ब्यूटीफुल सेक्शन वी आर डिस्कसिंग. Yesterday Hari Gopal Prabhu spoke very nicely. So this is the time of retirement for the Prachetas. In previous chapter, the activities of Prachetas are described. And throughout the Bhagavatam, there is a description of each and every king. Their activities are mentioned and there is how he retires from that activities, that is also mentioned. So in the previous verse, yesterday's verse, Narada Muni, so there is a Prachetas, they are meeting with Narada and they inquire about the Narada that we got the instructions from the Lord Shiva, we have received blessings of Lord Vishnu, but now we have, because we engaged in all materialistic activities and we have forgotten all that. So now please instruct us again about this. And Narada Muni starts speaking from the previous verse. And there he says that the great sage Narada said, when a living entity is born to engage in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the supreme controller, his birth, all his fruitive activities, his lifespan, his mind and his words are all factually perfect. But on contrary, here Narada Muni is mentioning that, but even though he is born as a Brahmana, even though he accepts the spiritual master and he has very long lifespan, and he performs all the activities from the way mentioned in the Vedas, but he is not a devotee of the Lord, he is devoid of bhakti, then it is of no use. So this verse mentions that the three kinds of birth, the Shokra, Savitra and Yagyike. So all around we see the birth by semen, even in the animal species. So this material world is designed in such a way that there is attraction between a male and female, the opposite sex. Pumsa striya mituni bhava metat. Tayo hriday granthi mahu, that there is attraction between a male and female. And because of that attraction, there is a this progeny. But Prabhupada is mentioning that this about this Garbhadhan Samskar, how it is so important. And this human birth is so rare, so special. That's why Rishabhdev mentions, Nayam Deho Deha Bhajam Loke Kashtan Kaman Arhati Vid Bhujame. How this human birth is special. That this happiness, this material happiness, that happiness is even available in lower species. But human birth has a very special privilege. He can have the access to the scriptures. That opportunity to transform, that is mentioned. So that's why this human birth is very special. And in that human birth, if we just act like a animal, then it is of no use. And not only access, not only to upgrade our life, but to transcend it. That is also mentioned. So, we can just study from today, from Prabhupada's purports, that there is a mention in the fifth canto that Shukadeva Goswami mentions. How this... Because Prabhupada is mentioning here about Shokra Janma, that one can upgrade from Shokra Janma to Savitra and then to Yagyika. But one who has taken to devotional service, as mentioned by Sanatana Goswami, or one who adopts to the Pancharatrika Vidhi, he can, even though he is born in a lower birth, he can transform himself, he can transcend himself simply by initiation process. So basically the glory of devotional service is mentioned in these verses. So there is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, there it is mentioned that Naivam vidha purushakara urukramasya pumsam tadangri rajasa jitashad gunanam Chitram vidura vigatah sakridadadit yan namadheyam adhuna sajahati bandham. So there it is mentioned, because of this material body, because of the material body, every living entity in material existence is always disturbed by shad gunas, six waves, hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, invalidity and death. So not to speak of sanctified devotee, even a chandala or outcast who is untouchable is immediately freed from material bondage if he utters the holy name of the Lord even once. So even once somebody says Hare Krishna, so he is freed from material bondage. That is the beauty of this, just chanting the once Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So in that purport, Prabhupada mentions how the Brahmanas, the caste Brahmanas, they say that they don't accept this. That just by chanting one is becoming qualified to perform yagyas. One is coming to the platform of Brahmana. So they don't accept. They don't have to say anything about this verse, what Srila Sanatana Goswami has mentioned here. That just by टेकिंग इनिशिएशन फ्रॉम अ ऑथराइज्ड स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर वन कम्स टू द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ ब्राह्मणा. सो लाइक दैट. सो देर इज अ ब्यूटिफुल मेंशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद दैट वेन अ पर्सन इवन दो अ चांडाला इज इनिशिएटेड बाय अ प्योर डिवोटी इन टू चैंटिंग द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड हिज बॉडी चेंजेस एज ही फॉलोज द इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. So although one cannot see how his body had changed, so we cannot see that his body changing. So he is a born in low birth. So how by just initiation he has become a Brahmana? So we cannot see that. But it is mentioned that we must accept on the grounds of the authoritative statements of the Shastras that he changes his body. The body is a symbolic representation. This body we have received now, this is a symbolic representation of material bondage according to one's karma, previous life's karma. Although sometimes we cannot see the gross body changing, chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord immediately changes the subtle body. So what is changing? Subtle body changing. And because the subtle body changes, the living entity is immediately freed from material bondage. Right? So this gross body acting because of subtle body. And chanting the holy name of the Lord is not changing the gross body. But what it is changing? Subtle body is changing. That subtle body is acting through this gross body. So like that. So therefore it is irrefutable that a chandala or any fallen or low-born person can become a brahmana simply by the method of bona fide initiation. At one place Srila Prabhupada writes that the International Society of Krishna Consciousness is trying to turn Malaysians and Yavanas into real brahmanas by properly initiating them and stopping them from engaging in meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. One who stops these four principles of sinful activity and chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra can certainly become a pure brahmana through the process of bona fide initiation as suggested by Srila Sanatana Goswami. And also there is a mention of Shukdev Goswami in second canto mentions Kirat Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Abhira Shumbha Yavana Khasadaya Yannecha Papaya Da Pashaya Shaya Shudhyanti Tasmai Prabha Vishnave Namaha. So Kirat Hunandra Abhira Pulinda Pulkasha. So these are the different lower born species. So they can be transformed. Yad Apashraya Shaya means by one who has apashraya shraya means the devotees. Just by taking the shelter of the Lord's devotees, they can be purified. Shuddhanti dasmai prabha vishna vinama. The Lord is so powerful. He is so purifying. He is so supremely powerful. That just he can do anything. That he can transform a chandala into a brahman also. That is the power of the Lord. So and similarly the devotees of the Lord, they have that power. So, Mother Devahuti, she says in the third canto, Yannamadheya Shravananu Kirtanat, Yat Pravanad Yat Smaranada Pikvachit, Swadopi Sadhya Shravanaya Kalpate, Kutapunaste Bhagavan Nudarshanat. So, by hearing or chanting your name, yad namadheya shravananu kirtanat. Shravan means just hearing, kirtan means by chanting. Yad pravanad, just by offering respects to you. Yad smaranad api kvachit, and just by remembering. Swadopi sadhya savanaya kalpate. Swado means the dog eater, chandala. Immediately he ही बिकम्स क्वालिफाइड टू परफॉर्म द सोम यज्ञ सैक्रिफाइस. ओ लॉर्ड व्हाट देन टू स्पीक ऑफ अ पर्सन हु इज ऑलवेज सी यू. सो लाइक दैट. सो इन द चैतन्य चरितामृत देर इज अ ब्यूटिफुल वर्स एंड देर इज अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल पर्पोट. श्रील प्रभुपाद राइट्स इन द मध्य लीला. सो वेन चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही इज स्पीकिंग टू द डिवोटीज ऑफ बंगाल. सो देर ही सेज दैट दीक्षा पुरच्छर्या विधि अपेक्षा न करे जिह्वास्पर्शे आ चांडाल सभार उद्धारे. सो देर इट इज मेन्शन वन डज नॉट हैव टू अंडर गो इनिशिएशन और एग्जीक्यूट द एक्टिविटीज रिक्वायर्ड बिफोर इनिशिएशन. सो जस्ट बाय वन हु इज चैंटिंग द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र और चैंटिंग लॉर्ड्स नेम ही डोंट हैव टू इवन टेक द इनिशिएशन द प्रोसेस. ही डोंट हैव टू गो थ्रू द प्रोसेस ऑफ इनिशिएशन. सो पावरफुल इज द नेम. एंड इवन द डिफरेंट विधि दैट वी डू बिफोर द इनिशिएशन वन सिंपली हैज टू वाइब्रेट द होली नेम विथ हिज लिप्स. दज इवन अ मैन इन द लोअर क्लास Chandala can be delivered. So in that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, he mentions about Hari Bhakti Vilas. Even though born in a Brahmana family, one cannot engage in Vedic rituals without being initiated and having a sacred thread. Although born in a Brahmana family, one becomes a Brahmana only after initiation and the sacred thread ceremony. So even though one has taken birth in a Brahmana family, he has to go through the initiation process and he has to accept the sacred thread. Then only he is accepted as a Brahmana. Unless one is initiated as a Brahmana, one cannot worship the holy name properly. So that is mentioned. So also it is mentioned that what is the Purashcharya Vidhi process before initiation? What are those processes? So that is also mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas. So in the morning, afternoon and evening, one should worship the deity, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, offer oblations, perform a fire sacrifice and feed the brahmanas. These five activities constitute Purashcharya. To attain full success when taking initiation from the spiritual master, one should first perform this Purashcharya process. The word Pura means before and Charya means activities. Due to the necessity of these activities, we do not immediately initiate disciples in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So Prabhupada is saying in ISKCON also, we need, before initiation, we have to do some this Purashcharya. So what are those? So for 6 months, a candidate for initiation must first attend Aarti and classes in the Shastras, like this Bhagavatam classes. He must attend the Aarti. We have this Mangal Aarti and Sandhya Aarti. Practice the regulative principles and associate with other devotees. When one is actually advanced in the Purashcharya Vidhi, he is recommended by the local temple president for initiation. So president, he recommends that candidate for the initiation, that he is sincere devotee. He regularly comes for Mangalarti. He chants Hare Krishna Mahantra regularly, studies scriptures. So when one is actually advanced in Purashcharya Vidhi, he is recommended by the local temple. It is not that anyone can be suddenly initiated without meeting the requirement. When one is further advanced by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds daily, following the regularity principles and attending classes, he receives the sacred thread आफ्टर द सेकेंड 6 मंथ, सो आफ्टर सेकेंड 6 मंथ्स ही गेट द ब्राह्मण इनिशिएशन. सो इट इज ऑल्सो मेन्शन दैट एज दिस वर्स मेन्शंस दैट वन डिड नॉट गो थ्रू द इनिशिएशन एंड पुरचर्या विधि. सो जस्ट चैंटिंग द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र इज सफिशियंट टू डिलीवर हिम. सो शैल वी जस्ट रिमेन विदाउट इनिशिएशन और विदाउट दिस एक्सेप्टिंग ब्राह्मण थ्रेड विदाउट डेटी वर्शिप. सो अबाउट दैट जीव गोस्वामी मेन्शंस इन द सेम पर्पोट शिला प्रभुपाद राइट्स. सो दिस इज बाय जीव गोस्वामी. It is Srimad Bhagavatam's opinion that the process of deity worship is not actually necessary. Just as the specific prescription of the Pancharatra and other scriptures do not have to be followed. The Bhagavatam enjoins that even without practicing deity worship, one can achieve the complete success of human life by any of the other devotional processes, such as simply offering oneself at the Lord's feet for His protection. So, Navavidha Bhakti. Nonetheless, Vaishnavas following the path of Sri Narada and his successors endeavor to establish a personal relationship with the Lord by receiving the grace of a bona fide spiritual master through initiation. And in this tradition, the devotees are obliged at the time of initiation to begin engaging in deity worship. So we are following in the footsteps of our predecessors. And Narada Muni, he has given this Pancharatrika Vidhi. So we follow that path and engage in deity worship. So why it is required? So that is mentioned. Although deity worship is not essential, deity worship is not essential. The material conditioning of most candidate for devotional service requires that they engage in this activity. So most of the candidates, 99.99% of the candidates connected to ISKCON. So material conditioning of those candidates is such that they require to engage in deity worship. When we consider their bodily and mental conditions, we find that the character of such candidate is impure and their minds are agitated. So their character is impure and their minds are agitated. So therefore, to rectify the material condition, this material conditioning, the great sage Narada and others have at different times recommended various kinds of regulations for deity worship. And that's why we see in our parampara, most of the acharyas, they have their own deities. Even though they don't require this, they don't have to do that. But still, to set the standards for all of us, they have their personal relationship with the deities, and they are setting an example for us that how important it is. In the Ramarchan Chandrika, it states that, O best of the Brahmanas, even without initiation, preliminary purification or acceptance of the renounced order, one can attain perfection in devotional service simply by chanting Lord's holy name. So this is very important. Next. In other words, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is so powerful that it does not depend on official initiation. But if one is initiated and engaged in Pancharatrika Vidhi, deity worship, this Krishna consciousness will awaken very soon. So what we are aspiring for, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, purification of heart and the love towards Supreme Lord Krishna, Radha Krishna. So that love will awaken very soon. Just by the assistance of this Pancharatrika Vidhi. And his identification with the material world will be vanquished. द मोर वन इज फ्रीड फ्रॉम मटेरियल आइडेंटिफिकेशन द मोर वन कैन रियलाइज दैट द स्पिरिट सोल इज क्वालिटेटिवली एज गुड एज द सुप्रीम सोल एज सच अ टाइम वेन वन इज सिचुएटेड ऑन द एब्सोल्यूट प्लेटफॉर्म वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड द लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ आर आइडेंटिकल अभिन्नत्वाद नाम नामिनो सो दैट इज इजिली पॉसिबल जो है दिस पंचरात्रि का विधि असिस्टेंस ऑफ पंचरात्रि का विधि सो एट दैट स्टेज ऑफ रियलाइजेशन द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड द हरे कृष्ण मंत्र कैन नॉट बी आइडेंटिफाइड विथ एनी मटेरियल साउंड इफ वन एक्सेप्ट द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र एज अ मटेरियल वाइब्रेशन ही फॉल्स डाउन वन शुड वर्शिप एंड चैंट द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड by accepting it as Lord Himself. One should therefore, by initiated properly according to revealed scriptures, under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, although chanting the holy name is good for both the conditioned and liberated soul, it is especially beneficial to the conditioned soul because by chanting it, one is liberated. When a person who chants the holy name is liberated, he attains the ultimate perfection by returning home back to Godhead. So like that. So this Pancharatrika Vidhi Prabhupada is mentioning up here. Our Krishna consciousness movement adopts this Pancharatrika Vidhi. So there, Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada writes at one place. He says that the process of deity worship or the descent of the Lord in the deity form is the causeless mercy for the Kanishta Adhikari. So why it's causeless mercy for Kanishta Adhikari? Because he needs specific time, specific place and specific method to worship the Lord for the Kanishta Adhikari. But one who is advanced, he can remember Lord at any time, at any place, you know, because by his training and by his absorption in Lord. But Kanishta Adhikari, because he is not accustomed to see the Lord in all situations, therefore a process of deity worship trains a person to progress towards advanced stage, and also Srila Prabhupada says that here that a Kanishta Adhikari has a tendency to quarrel with others. So in order to purify his ego, a deity worship, the Pancharatrika Vidhi is necessary. So there are, in Vaishnava literature, there are five forms of Lord, they are described. The one is para, second is vyuha, third is vaibhava, fourth is antaryami, and the fifth is this archa. So para form is the Lord in his abode, the para form. The vyuha, that is the chatur vyuha, Lord expands himself, that is also in the spiritual world. The Vaibhava form is the Lord descends to this material world. That is Vyuha. He incarnates. The Antaryami is the Lord within everyone's heart as a super soul. And the Archa is the Lord appears in front of our eyes in the Archa form. So that is most easily accessible. So in the first one, para, it is said that it's like the Lord in the spiritual world, it's like water in an ocean. You can't access that water. Or the vyuha form, that is also in the spiritual world. So that is like a that is like a water in a cloud. So that is also not accessible. But in a Vaibhava form, when Lord descends to this material world, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge, every Yuga, Lord descends. So that is accessible, but there is also limitation. So that Lord is accessible only in a particular time, at particular place. So that is not accessible for everyone. So that is like a water in a river. So those who are staying close to river, they can access that form. That is a Vaibhava. And the next one is Antaryami. The Lord in the heart. So the Lord is in everyone's heart. So, but that Lord, to attain that Lord, to see the Paramatma Roop, the Super Soul, to realize Him, it's very difficult. One has to go through that process that is given. It's very strugglesome. So that is like a water in ground. So one has to dig a well, or one has to put a bore well to get that water, which is very hardship. But the Lord is present here in the archa form, which is very easily accessible for each and every one of us. And even more accessible is, easily accessible is, Lord descends in His holy name. Lord is present in the form of His name, not different than His name. Abhinatvad nama namino. So like that. So that's why this Pancharatrika Vedi is important. So somebody may say that if Yuga Dharma for this age is chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord, then why there is a need of deity worship? So Srila Prabhupada says, deity worship decreases the material contamination and non-devotional tendencies. And it brings steadiness to the materially agitated mind. So, three things. It decreases material contamination, deity worship. Deity worship decreases material contamination, non-devotional tendencies, and it brings the steadiness to the materially agitated mind. That's all. So there, some of the aspects of deity worship are punctuality and cleanliness. So you have to be very punctual. You have to be on time. You have to be keep yourself clean. You know? So when we come for Mangalarti, you have to take bath. You have to get up early in the morning. So all these habits helps us to become, to transcend, to come to the platform of goodness, and then from there to transcend. So like that. Srila Prabhupada also mentions at one place that in order to do steady progress on the path of devotional service, one need to follow both Bhagavat Vidhi and Pancharatrika Vidhi. So Bhagavat Vidhi is the process of hearing and chanting, and the Pancharatrika Vidhi is the deity worship. But if person follows the Bhagavat, only Pancharatrika Vidhi and not the Bhagavat Vidhi, then the same deity becomes a burden. So like that. So basically this Pancharatrika Vidhi helps one to see the Lord everywhere. Just like here, we established this temple in 2014. So everyone felt in our community that there is a need of this temple where the for the focus of the community, you know, the center of community, this deity need to be established. So we can see, as a Kanishtha Adhikari, we can see the Lord is here, you know. We become aware that Lord is here. When the Lord is present in front of us, what we speak, how we see it, you know. So all these things become our habits, our behavior, everything becomes, we become aware of that. Even there are so many services connected to the deity worship. You know? So there are so many devotees engaged in deity worship, making the garlands for the deities, growing the flowers for the deities, making the bhoga for the deities. So like that, it helps one to see the Lord everywhere. When we see the flower, some pujaris see that, how I can offer this flower to the Lord. You know, we see them, we see some drawing, design. We can see some pujaris painting. He can see how I can paint Lord, you know, with the same design like that. So there is a beautiful conversation in CC, it is mentioned, when the Bengal devotees, they come to Jagannath Puri. So there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he meets Haridas Thakur, and there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he comes to Haridas Thakur, so there Haridas Thakur, his reaction is mentioned. Prabhu dekhi pade aage dandavat haiya, Prabhu alingi na kaila tar uthaiya. So as soon as Haridas Thakur sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offers obeisances, and Lord immediately he embraces the Haridas Thakur. Duijane prema veshe kare na krandane, Prabhu gune bhritya vikal, Prabhu bhritya gune. So both are very much attracted by each and everyone's qualities. The Lord's love towards his devotee and devotee's love towards the Lord. Haridasa kahe Prabhu na shunyam na chuyo more, mui niche aspurusha param apamare. The Haridas Thakur is saying, please don't touch me. I am aspurusha, I am niche. My birth is very low. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, kshane kshane kar tumi sarva tirtha snan, kshane kshane kar tumi yagya tapodan. Every moment, kshane kshane, what you are doing, just by chanting the holy name, taking the Lord's name, kar tumi sarva tirtha snan, you are bathing in all holy places. Kshane kshane kar tumi yagya tapodan. You are performing sacrifices, you are doing austerities, you are doing charity every moment. Nirantara karachari veda adhyayan dvijanasi haite tumi param apavan. Nirantara karachari veda adhyayan. You are continuously, you are studying all the Vedas. Dvijanasi haite tumi param apavan. That you are even purifying the brahmanas and the sannyasis. That is your glory. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this. Aho batashva pachato gariyan yajji vagre vartate namatubhyam te pustapaste juhuvu sasnurarya brahmanuchur namagrinantiyete. Aho batashva pachato gariyan. That even the chandala, one who chants, yet jivvagre vartate namatubhyam, he has done all his austerities, all worship, taking bath in Sasnurarya, all the holy places, and performing yajñas just by chanting. So like that. So in the 11th verse, it is mentioned that without devotional service, what is the meaning of severe austerities, the process of hearing, the power of speech, the power of mental speculation, elevated intelligence, strength, and the power of the senses? Prabhupada writes very beautiful purport to this. Nayamatma pravachane na labhyo na medhayana bahuna shrutena यमेवेश वृणितते न लभ्यस तस्येष आत्मा विवृणेते तनुम स्वाम। अवर रिलेशनशिप विद द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज नेवर एडवांस्ड बाय सिंपल स्टडी ऑफ द वेदास। देर आर मेनी मायावादी सन्यासीज फुल्ली एंगेज इन स्टडिंग द वेदास, वेदांत सूत्र एंड उपनिषद, बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली दे कैनॉट ग्रास्प द रियल एसेंस ऑफ नॉलेज। In other words, they do not know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then is the use of studying all the Vedas if one cannot grasp the essence of the Vedas, Krishna? The Lord confirms in Bhagavad Gita, Vedech sarve rahameva vedyo. So like that. So there is not much time. So in the last paragraph, Prabhupada writes, he's writing about all the elevated intelligence, strength, the power of the senses, the power of speech, the power of mental speculation. Prabhupada writes, as far as our senses are concerned, there are many animals, both beasts and birds, who are very expert in exercising their senses more keenly than human beings. For example, vultures or hawks can go very high in the sky, but can see a small body on the ground very clearly. This means that their eyesight is so keen that they can find an eatable corpse from a great distance. Certainly, their eyesight is much keener than human beings. But this does not mean that their existence is more important than that of human being. Similarly, dogs can smell many things from a far distance. Many fish can understand by the power of sound that an enemy is coming. All these examples are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. If one's senses cannot help him attain the highest perfection of life, realization of the Supreme, they are all useless. So even after having all these things, they are all useless if there is no devotion, there is no bhakti. So like that. Even Arjuna also, we see in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, he says, Karpanya dosho upahasova dharma what is next line? कार्पण्य दोषो उपहत स्वभाव पृच्छामि त्वाम धर्म समूढ। तो धर्म समूढ़, सो ही इज ऑल्सो बिविल्डर्ड। सो इवन दो ही इज कोटिंग फ्रॉम स्क्रिप्चर ओनली, ही हैज स्टडीड ऑल द स्क्रिप्चर्स, बट स्टिल व्हेन सम टाइम कम्स दैट बिविल्डरमेंट, द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज, Prabhupada writes, the material world is designed in such a way that everyone, that bewildering situation comes in everyone's life. So that dharma samuhda cheta, he is asking about his duty, what to do, you know, at that moment. So this bhakti element is very important in our life. Without bhakti, even though one has all these things, it is of no use. And Bhakti Devi is Srimati Radharani. So there is, Krishna says that Vina Radha Prasadena Mama Kripana Labhyate. Without the mercy of Radharani, one cannot attain me. My mercy is not attainable. So it's mentioned in Sanat Kumar Samhita. Once Lord Shiva asked Lord Krishna, how one can attain you? Shri Krishna replied, a person who surrenders to me but not to my beloved Radha never attains me. A person who once surrendered to her and tells her, I am yours, attains me also without doing anything further. So just we have to go after the class in front of Srimati Radharani. And what are we to say? I am yours. A person who desires to conquer me should surrender with all his heart to my beloved Radhika. In this way, one becomes dear to me. You should take shelter of my beloved Radha, chant my name, एंड ऑलवेज स्टे इन माई अबोड श्री वृंदावन। हरे कृष्ण। जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। एनी क्वेश्चन और कमेंट? थैंक यू वेरी मच। हरे कृष्ण।